Representative Shaquin moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, as found on page 110 of the Senate Journal, be concurred in.
There is a second to Representative Chiquin's motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 be concurred in. Remarks on that motion.
Speaker.
Representative Chiquin.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, while we talk about value added to crops in South Dakota and production, and that's what we're asking with this resolution, that we send a message to Washington that the federal inspected meats will recognize the South Dakota inspectors. Now, right now, the South Dakota has a lot more tougher regulations than the feds do, but we cannot sell any of our meat across state lines because that is required for them to be federally inspected. And what we're asking that they recognize our state inspected meat and to allow them to sell some meat across the state line. What we're talking about, our senator friend Frankie Kochek has sent me over a couple rings of bologna that we would like to be able to sell these across state lines, and right now we can't. And so that's what we're asking to allow that to happen. Thank you. Urge your support.
Further remarks, Representative Putnam.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I also would like to encourage you to support it. The rings of bologna that Representative Shequin holds up comes from my district, and about 10 miles from my town is where they process this plant, and they have a they're expanding up into the Davidson County area and the Mitchell. They're building new. We'd like them to have the same opportunities to export across state lines those goods that we know that are good in South Dakota. So please help us send a message up and with this Senate current resolution. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Siebert.
I too also urge you to support this. It's I think that over the years we've chased a lot of locker plants, our meat processing plants out of South Dakota, and they're on the way back, and I think we should support them. Thank you.
Further remarks. Quite honestly, this is the first time I've ever heard any legislators admit that they had a lot of bologna back in their countries that they wanted to export. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House then is Representative Chiquin's motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 be concurred in. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Nachtigall, Waltman, Garnas, McIntyre, Hansen, Cohen, Koskin, Napoli, McNenny, Smith, and Jaspers. Representative Cohen. All members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, absent 1, excused 8.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, the motion of Representative Chiquin that we concur in Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, having received a majority vote of the members elect, was hereby declared passed.